Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, what's going on this Friday night show? I know some people hanging out having fun, you know, but it's all good. Some people not. Some people just chilling, relaxing, being humble. But it's all good. Shout out to everybody. One love to everybody, you know. Today's topic I want to talk about. The hip-hop game is our lifestyle. Don't corrupt minds or damage souls. Because, you know, everybody listens to music. So, I mean, when you do music, people listen to it and, like, they get an experience. Like, so your music can affect how a person feels and how, basically, how their day would go. You know what I'm saying? Because when they listen to music, either it have them going in the right direction or going in the wrong direction. Or it heal their soul, you know, like it touch their soul or like it won't touch their soul. And, you know, I don't think people really realize that when they're making music. But it's okay, though. I mean, you know, we all got our preferences of what we listen to and things like that. But, like, if you want to make music that's going, you don't want to be a person that makes music and it only lasts just like a season. You want to make an impact so the whole world could keep listening to it after it, like, after that hit drop. And then, like, a month or two people listen to it, and then after that they don't. You don't want that. You want people to keep continuing to listen to your music for a lifetime, like, you know? Because there's some people that make music that only lasts for a season. So, you know, it's time to change that. We all got creativity inside us. So let's change that right there.
Over a trap beat, it's going down like grannies at a track meet. Recipes flying in your direction, but you can't duplicate this perfection. Many years, 10,000 words put together, bringing you that hip-hop treasure. It's my pleasure, this is what I do. Last man standing from the Ku Klux crew. Whether it's 200 or just 2, I'm gonna rock this mic for you. I don't promote violence and no profanity. Won't have a hard time understanding me. No effects on my vocal tracks. Still get hated by them local jacks. Take it as a compliment, and that's real. Cause they don't like me, I won't miss a meal. One for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. For them rap dollars, I will not chase. Still put a smile on a lovely face. It's like one for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. Whack MCs better give me my space. Cause I'm a OG, don't wanna catch a case. I refrain from police into action, cause I don't wanna give them a fraction. Oh no, no P.O. Rather kick a flow and do it like a G.O. Over this track that reminds me of drag rap. I'm 46, don't ask me where my swag at. Kinda old to be doing this rap stuff, but I'm still rolling just like a Mack truck. Break a 1-9. You see, it's always winter time because I'm frozen to rhyme. See the breath coming from my mouth when I'm indoors, and I don't put this music in stores. On the DL, you can DL. Trying to get to heaven, but I just might see hell. Still chilling in 1,000 degrees. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MC. One for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. For the rap dollars, I will not chase. Still put a smile on a lovely face. It's like one for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. Whack MCs better give me my space. Cause I'm a OG, don't wanna catch a case.
Big dreams, LA. Lyric Coke on the mic tonight, this Friday night. That was Thief the High Priest with Rock This Place. See, that was something different. Like, you don't find too much music like that. Like everybody don't be their true self, because they trying to fit in with the crowd. But when you fit in with the crowd, you don't go no further than the crowd. Crowd don't go nowhere either, you know, because you always find somebody competing with each other or whatnot and stuff like that. And there's always somebody going to beef with each other if they're not level-headed or, you know, on the same level and stuff like that. And then people see that you're more talented than they are, and then that will make somebody jealous or, you know, envy too. And that's not cool either. Like, you know, we don't want all that, you know? We don't want all that. We want everybody to get along, you know, not letting things come between people. Sometimes it's hard, you know, because everybody got different personalities and different spirits. I say if we all work together, you know, anything can happen. But we have to have people that's on the same level and people that's not selfish and only out for themselves. It ain't gonna never work like that. We can't move together if this side or this person is out for themselves and this person is, or that side is out for everybody. It just ain't gonna work like that, you know. Like, the saying goes, united we stand tall and divided we fall, you know? And, like, right now in the world, like, it's more divided now. Like, so it's like we need to bring it more back together, like, you know, so we could stick together, like, glue. Yay. I want to read this by Terry Webb. It's called The Lord Giveth and the Lord Taketh Away. The Lord will give and the Lord will take away. If you are not true to the Lord each day, he may bless you with everything you need through his love for you, but please take heed. The Lord is a jealous God. Only him you are to serve. Don't turn your back on him. You'll get what you deserve. If you change directions of roads along the way, your life will become bad. All things will fade away. Be good to the Lord, and he will provide for you. All he asks is serve him in all things you do. Praise him. Be thankful. It's not hard if you try. Accept him as your God to see eye to eye. He gives you blue skies, a sun to warm your face. He placed the stars in heaven in their perspective place. He gives you rain, which falls from the sky, to keep alive all crop, for the sun has made dry. But remember your life that the Lord gives each day. Don't be lost without him. Your life will fade away. Again, that's by Terry Webb. I mean, poetry is deep, and, you know, a lot of people don't understand it, but you got to be like, hey, that's something like God gives you. That's something real deep inside that brings, like, life experiences outside your soul. Somebody else could, you know, it's like a testimony that so people could be set free through your testimony, because everybody going through something. We all go through something, but a lot of people don't know how to get through stuff. So, like, you know, God gave, he gave all of us talent, but some people are scared to be different, you know? So through hip-hop is a way to, you know, bring change to the world. But I don't know. I mean, well, I do know. You can't bring change, you know, if you don't have the right mind frame or the right heart to do it, or if you in it for the wrong thing. Like, some people in it just for money. So that's the main focus of it. But if you're in it for the heart and the passion of it and to touch other people with your music, then that's the right way to go, you know? And I just pray everybody stop using this art as something to beef with each other with, because then that turns things around. Like, we don't want to go that way, because that's what's not that. God didn't create us to use the art that way. Like, I use an example of Biggie and Tupac. Like, and there's a lot of people that's beefing right now, you know, over the lyrics or something, you know, happened between this person and that person. And then they use it in their lyrics, you know, to beef and, you know, downgrade each other, talk about each other, and try to destroy each other's image. But it shouldn't be like that. We should come together and try to make some beautiful music for the world to hear. But, see, that's how the devil works. When people get along and stuff, he don't want to see us all get along, so he gonna use one person to make everything go wrong. But, you know, we got to be stronger than that. It's easier said than done, but, you know, we could all get through it. You know, just gotta have the right mind frame about it. Because kids listen to our music as well as adults do. And most of these kids know the music more than they know their schoolwork. And it's crazy, but it's the real truth, though, you know. So I just want people to use their art to educate people, you know, bring knowledge to people, because these kids are listening to this music, and, man, I'd be like, no, you can't know this song more than you know your schoolwork. Like, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. But I'm more, it's something that I wrote. Feels like this. No matter what we face, there will be better days. Have to enjoy the rain as much as the sunshine. Every day not going to always go as planned. Devil's attack want us to back down. By every day, get strength from inside. A lot of lost souls really damaged inside. Homeless people have no place to stay. Outside in the streets on rainy days. God on our side, greater is he that is in me. Still got inner demons to defeat. People get jealous when they compete for no reason. Jesus is the reason, lyrical still breathing. Let's use our wisdom and knowledge. Save us from heartaches, pain after pain. No pain, no gain. Evil souls set up to throw us off track. Reevaluate yourself, then rise up on the comeback. Have to fall, still Jesus gives us power to stand tall. Jesus Christ carries me while devils set up to bury me. Like, man, I just want to get the message across to people, like, the devil is busy. And somebody got to, you know, I mean, it ain't going to be easy bringing change, because a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people like negativity. And a lot of people feed off negativity. People don't want to be humble or nothing like that. You got to be humble in life. You got to. I see a caller on. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. I called in to share peace.
Oh, go ahead. For sure.
Not all right. This is my first time listening to the show. It just seemed like a platform to do that.
Like, it's a platform for everybody, you know. As long as it's respectful, you know, bringing that wisdom and insight, you know, spit what you got.
Well, I hope so. I project my emotions in my life how I do it, and I hope it connects and.
What was that?
I'm gonna do it how I do it. I only hope it connects, resonates with people.
Okay.
You
know? Go ahead.
Right. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'll say this piece with you. My name's Rome, by the way.
Okay.
playing tug of war to save my neck in. Have you ever seen your wife inside a second? For that second, you're about to die and feel depressed. You can lie and say you regret it, but you can't hide the truth from what you believe. Even if you ain't, tell me what you perceive to be your ending. You can't pretend then. You ain't never had that. Remember when they was about to leave you saying shit? They was something I forgot to mention. I put your life. My picture quite clear. I'm in a moment of waste, and you wasn't a precise moment of your life. Maybe later becomes a never. It wasn't an option no more. It became more than just an obstacle course. Ain't never been a second so sure. I'm sure. I'd rather mad at the choices now or what I did before. I should have listened to my past as present of a non-existent treasure. What's the treasure? Every moment I did lesser. Every minute I cherish just to make it better. Life is not a game. You can't pause. Everything is play. You heard it. I get it now what they're trying to say. It's bright day when you're dying. Even though it's bright since you're dying, it's quite cliche. A grade's been put for the past. It's quite cliche. That you become through discomfort. A race to fill out what you ever wasn't. A stretch main amongst the deep and straight from an enslaved abundance. Some so here to embrace mistakes we made. It. All you changing does it. Made what you thought came to was. If you ain't finished nothing, to know it's over and wasted and you ain't getting drunk. So many places that you ain't been and done. I just want to kiss my daughter and my son. Tell my wife I hope we made it. I don't tell her I'm dying. Ah, she's still thinking that it's hopeless, ain't it? No mistake. I tried even through my life. There's no debating. Why? Because I ain't know how to check what I was facing. I ain't know how to appreciate appreciation. I ain't accept my was hatred. I have an open statement. I deserve, so I couldn't take it. So I couldn't realize love from you. I get it. I hated my love. Even knows I hated it. It's what it was. That's what it is, and that's when I outvanished. Zealous and outlandish. Hard to tell it, but I understand it. I've been to hell and back without a map to plan it. I've been walking miles since I brandished. Trying to find where I belong amongst the lost and stranded. Longest I never get a hand on it and when we it had hidden, that's what I hoped it. Trying to gamble with what I never had hand in. Man's I'm trying to find peace. It's specific on practice and I'm tired. How long I live without it, and I'm conscious and acknowledge. I accept and I doubt it. He was just honest. Devil had a father to father. New faith or blind heart as a relation to for the order was the one they ever want a part of the atmosphere. Reactions from actions that let it hear. That's how a cycle happens. And I'm here feeling absent. I need a better job and being active. Need a better be a father for a habit. Everything out of resisting, grew to resent. Let it go, live and grow. Need to show better aspect of a tough road. That's how trees grow concrete, better yet a rose. See a phoenix rise before you see. You know, life is but a second for what isn't lasting, but you make those moments lasting.
Wow. Hey, that was nice.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, you got bars right there. How long you been writing?
For like, I want to say like 10 years.
Like 10 years? By the way, what's your name?
Rome.
You said Capone?
I said Rome.
Oh, Rome. Rome, my bad. Okay. Okay, Rome. Well, nice to meet you. I go by Lyrical.
Nice, nice. I like your piece, too. I enjoy your piece.
See, we need more of this out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, people afraid to speak, like, what's inside of them, you know?
Well, you know, topic of what you're talking about, I think we got to remember we're in America, we're capitalists, and music has become more of a, it's more of a money market. It didn't used to be as much like that, but now it is. Rap has always been a competition, though. It's always been people against, but it's always been friendly competition. History and consumerism of it made it more of physical competition nowadays. But now music has shifted and rap.
I agree with you on that.
But it's all about the people, too, though. It's all about what we accept. But there's people and there's still jobs out there. There's still outlets out there where true hip-hop is alive, where the true expression itself is still alive. There can still be a need that comes out there. As far as the mainstream media goes and rap, that's not out there right now like that. And that's the people's fault, honestly. that's what we choose to accept. That's what we like. We don't accept when we're along with nothing to say. That doesn't build revenue. We don't, without the revenue, they can't spotlight what we want them to do or to bring it back where we want it to be. Rather, right. we flock towards these people we don't even like in the first place, but we still flock it because I can't take away anything from anyone that's in the game mainstream. They're good at something, basically. But it's not like that. And we are the judges on that, and we know it's whack, but we like it. It's catchy, and we buy it. But when someone comes along or kicking knowledge or being lyrical, we don't buy it. Those from the cult followings were just boo. And they get those arguments, who's better than who? You know, in the 90s, almost everyone was nice, lyrically and otherwise. Nowadays, it's just like a free for all. It's like whatever. We're arguing with people we don't even like.
Hey, no, for real, is it? You right. I totally agree what you said, because it's right. People, sometimes we do like stuff, and it don't even be making sense. Like, but the beat be, you know, you can vibe to the beat and, you know, rock to the beat and stuff like that. So you be like, all right, it's cool. But in reality, if you listen to the lyrics too, while you bobbing your head or, you know, doing whatever dance you're doing to the song, then you would realize, like, wait, hold up, the lyrics is moving, what this beat is just about right here.
Yeah, and we gotta make that separation, because I mean, we know party music is party music, and that stuff is all fun, all
exactly.
Good to hear, but we can't ask for these people to be mentors, and not literally like that. We know that, but we make them the songs that we like to have fun to. And we
right.
But when it comes to artists that can do that, we don't appreciate, we don't glorify the things we want, we glorify the things we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, fit in that. Like, I don't like this, but it's fun. And
right.
But when it comes down to it, we make for the opt out on the other shit because that's what we do at that moment. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. Unfortunately, it sucks. But I guess the blame can go on both sides. It can go for the people, and it can go to the artists. The artists do it though to support, and then you could blame the radio because the artists can do both. The radio knows better. They don't want to smart you up. They're there to dumb you down. They're not going to do that stuff like that. You know? That's why rap changed in the first place. I mean, look at that. Rap used to be African American joint rap scene. They were speaking rap, yes, yeah. But they still had knowledge. Rappers, they were and shit. They even. People even rap about politics.
They even
rap about science. Once they caught how big rap was, they cut all that shit off. They were like, nah, we can't be having people on here rapping about math and science. We can't be having EPD rapping about politics. We gotta like, people are listening too much right now. We have to have them rapping about crack. And, you know, they didn't want no balance. You can't have, it's hard. It's about money.
Exactly. And that's where it's going wrong yet, though, you know? Because there's people out here that got lyrics, but they being overlooked because, like you said, it ain't what the industry wants, you know?
You know, what I say is what's going to help open people's eyes is that people like these artists, right? And they're not tuned in to what's real lyrical and stuff. When they're not, let's say, I like to write, so I'm a writer. Like, you're a writer. We have a different outlook as opposed to someone that just listens to music. We have a different criticism. So for those people that don't write or just like to listen to music, it's about putting them on. Because most people know that it's about money. But most people don't respect the art and the craft. They just think it's fun. You know, even the listeners, just to them, they're just clowns on the beat doing what they do, and they're getting paid a lot of money. That's all they think about it as. There's no respect for the art no more. But there are outlets. I mean, people don't tend to know, like, their favorite rapper respects top poets. They don't listen to poetry or his rap. But, well, your favorite rapper respects poets, you know? There's other outlets out here, and people don't have, like, no connection with it. Like, this beat, he's really thankful for this old school song you know nothing about. No music no more. It's like a disconnection with the music that they think like rap cool or something, and they not know what the music they listen to comes from something, and the people that you listen to respect artists that you might not even think of listening to.
Right.
Respect art. And it's a disconnection of that. The fans themselves are just being like you just do shit. Like no understanding of it. I listen to like Jadakiss. They like Jadakiss. I like poetry. I'd be like, oh, I like this poetry. My friend would be like, oh, well, I don't listen to this poetry you're talking about. I'm like, well, that's poetry. I'm like, you like Jadakiss. And Jadakiss knows who this poet is. I like Jadakiss.
Exactly.
So if you like Jadakiss, shouldn't you know why would you like is doing is coming from this guy.
No, for real. For
Where's
real.
The connection here? People are not getting it.
Exactly.
It's fucked up, man. It's a real conundrum. This shit is all tangled up. It's mixed. I think slowly though, we're coming back to it. We got a lot of coming out now.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We just can't criticize because art is art. It's art. We know it's going to go up. We know it's down. You know? The real people are always going to know.
Right.
The people we love are not mainstream, but they're there, and they're influencing everything. You know that much, you know?
Exactly.
Everyone loves Beyoncé. I'll Sade. You might see Sade out there like that, but I know for damn sure. Sade. Sade is better than Beyoncé.
Beyoncé, she more like sell herself through her body image. That's why. And when she first came out, she wasn't like that.
I mean, Sade, it's like that though. I mean, shit, old school R&B, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
She's not out in there. You know, she's getting money. 10 years in recluse, drop an album and hit the top of the charts. That to me is pure talent.
She
doesn't have to do it every day. She just wakes up and does it, literally. And she did it, and boom. Beyonce out here working. She does it, and she's known. But she has to do that. She has to. She can't sit back and not do nothing. Because if she does, there's going to be another Beyonce in there. That's it. That's like...
Exactly. But more... It's crazy because more females want to be like a Beyonce instead of a Sade.
Well, that's how the capitalism happens, because they need that. They need more people to think like that. And look, I love to rap. I never had a $1 million dream. And one thing I know is like, if it happened to me, I would want the money, yeah, of course, but I wouldn't. As far as the art goes, I really have a passion for writing, and it's what I love to do. I like to express myself. I could never put my situation where I would have to do other than what I want to do myself. There's artists, there's legends out there that they have to do that, but people need to understand we're at peaks where we're able to roll out certain things respected. Me knowing is now, I'm nobody. So it's already blowing up. You know? I can't do that.
Right.
In the bad way to label, I won't do this. So it's going to be a new artists you see young that are just really out there. They want to get their word. When they go into deals and they get body bags, just everything is fine. They just have to do no recognition, man. Look at Kendrick Lamar.
Do you think he's a game changer or what?
Kendrick Lamar is great. I mean, you listen to the albums and you listen to the songs. Sometimes they change. Sometimes they have no other option but do what they're doing. When you listen to the lyrics, you listen to the albums, they say it themselves. I mean, it's like I said, rap is an expression of self. These people are speaking their problems. If you listen to the Kendrick Lamar album, he's literally telling you he's going from he wanted to be to what he has now. If you listen to Pimp a Butterfly, it's literally a transition from how he came into the game to what he's going to have to do going forward.
Right. So you're saying he's a sellout?
To an extent, like certain artists, they're always going to sell out. To make that amount of money, they're not the ones continuing the money. They never will be. They're just the artists. Some artists know better. But in order for him not to sell out, he would have to be completely independent.
Right.
Completely. That's so, true. But he sell out a little bit in order to get there. And when they do that, and they're good at Kendrick Lamar, they will tell you they're doing it. They will literally tell you in the album if you listen to the fucking lyrics. They listen to the songs and how the album collaborates song after song and how every song changes. It's a story, the artwork, respect as an artist, and know that he's telling you something, like, to do it now. That song, the album is literally a transition of himself. I mean, in his career, came out and formatted. Like, it's totally different from what he was in the beginning. He seemed like a Malcolm X. He's going to be Malcolm X all day. But he's an artist. It's his job. It's what he has to do. He cannot do it as much. He doesn't have to sell.
He has to bend a little to stay in the music industry. Like, he had to come out of who he really is to be accepted by other people just to get money. But you really don't got to do that, though. If you stay true to yourself as a true artist, people want to gravitate to you anyway. You don't have to sell yourself out like Kanye West.
He sells himself out, but you're right. You don't have to do that. But their positions as well, though. you have to respect they didn't do that from the beginning.
Right.
We're talking about these are people that were just like me and you, dreams, aspirations to do what they love to do, and they did. And they got there by being themselves. And once they blew up and made the money, it came to a certain level where in order to continue doing what they had to do, they would have to realize that they weren't completely in control. That like it wasn't their game. Like they like Kanye West isn't running the music industry. Big Lamar isn't running the music industry. You know, they're not the businesses. The businesses are what's selling them. You know, if I'm the boss of the company and you come in and you're and I like you and I see you make a lot of money all without me and then I want to give you more money, now you realize you're fucking with the boss now.
Right.
Now you can make calls, but can't make all the calls, really. Because I'm the man behind the scene, you know?
Exactly.
So you have to respect that position as well. I mean, these people are—they came a long way. Also, like I said, you have to blame the people too. You have to blame the people too because we don't respect ourselves, and we don't support that stuff. For I mean, look at R&B, how stood up at neo soul genre, which is like R&B, and I love neo soul, but you don't see neo soul, you don't see Maxwell's,
in
the flow street, you don't. That like
top 10.
Know those, be into it. Like you just have to know under because it's being played like that. You know why? Because it's not a big enough for them with people. I mean, true hip hop, R&B heads, people know who they are, and they're always gonna be respected. But money wise, it's not. I support it. So how can Kanye be true to self? How can Kendrick Lamar be true to self when he's out with that to continue to give you good music, at least better than what the rest of the artists are doing, and to be able to do his job and support his family and keep up what he made himself already? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's still a job, even though it's a passion.
Right. But don't lose yourself while trying to do your job, though. But
and
like
I
you said, go ahead.
I don't think that artists Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West lose themselves in artwork. And the business aspects, we could judge them what they done, but you also have to respect it. And they better. But these are artists done.
We gotta respect it, but they'll lose some of they fans too. We still have to respect it, but they will lose some of their fans while we're respecting it though.
I don't think so. I mean, I think art is still pure. I think people get mad at the fact, like I said, it's a business thing, and that's the part people that don't understand, but you have to understand allow them the right to do that, because we as consumers, we're the reason they have to do this, put it that way.
So you're saying you have to adapt to what people want to make money, that's what you're saying?
But they have to be artists, and as far as rap goes, that's what they have to do, because rap is forever changing. You have to trend. That's what we as listeners are supporting. We're not supporting lyrics as consumers. We're not doing that. We're not sitting here talking about we want to hear knowledgeable, influential shit. That's not what we're asking for. You know, don't want that.
So
you don't.
But then you're not being yourself then if you adapt to what other people want instead of being what you originally are.
But
it all goes.
When they have to, say, I think they don't really mean to. They're like Apple. I'm going to do about just so you hear me do wrenches. You know what I'm saying? Like, stupid analogy. Easy way I could break it down. You know, just to grab you. Because I know you like lyrics, but it's like balance. You could tell the difference between an artist that do it, or Kendrick, that we have talent and their artwork is never compromised. Maybe the judgments that me and you would do the business, you will not want to do things that they're doing, but we have to respect their positions as well.
Oh, I do. I respect all of them. You know, that's on there, you know. I can't change nobody from, you know, being what they originally are to just be accepted by what the world wants, you know. If you're going to change who you are because what the world wants, you know, that's what you do, you know. That don't mean everybody else going to do it, too.
And like it or not, it's still a job. It's a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like we love Rakim. Rakim is one of the nicest, and he says to himself, but you don't see Rakim. So if so, why is that not happening? You know what I mean?
I think Kendrick Lamar. I think he's a game changer, though. To me, I think he's one of the ones that can change the game, though. I really believe he can, but... Hey,
but he can't change the genre, though. Like,
he can't change the
genre.